Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. Worsening flood conditions in New South Wales may cause the evacuation of another 15,000 people. About 18,000 people were evacuated yesterday. The Hawkesbury River at Windsor peaked at 12.75 metres around 2:45 a.m. today. Weather forecasters say the flooding is expected to remain at these levels for the next few days. Premier Gladys Berejiklian urged people to be ready to act.
The south coast of New South Wales is also an area of concern with heavy rainfall expected today, and we will be watching that as well. But my strongest message to everybody is please just listen to the advice. If you have been asked to be on alert for evacuation, please get together your precious belongings, make sure you are safe and make sure you're ready to leave at very short notice. And that's really, really important. And I'm just grateful to all the workers, all the volunteers, all our frontline people who have saved lives.
Residents in parts of southern Queensland are being warned that heavy rainfall and flash flooding could cause life-threatening landslips. A severe weather warning is in place for people on the southeast coast, the Darling Downs and Granite Belt, Maranoa and Warrego, and parts of Central West and Wide Bay. There have been more than 680 requests for assistance to emergency services since Sunday. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has vowed to improve the treatment of women in federal parliament, conceding his handling of the issue has attracted criticism. Several government staff are accused of filming sex acts on the desks of female MPs in Parliament House. It comes after former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins alleged she was raped by a former colleague in Parliament House in 2019. Mr. Morrison says one staff member has been sacked over this so far.
I'm shocked and I'm disgusted. It is shameful. It is just absolutely shameful. I was completely stunned, as I have been on more than one occasion over the course of this last month. All of this has been shocking. We must get this house in order. We must put the politics aside on these things, and we must recognise this problem, acknowledge it, and we must fix it. This has been a very traumatic month.
Australia and New Zealand have welcomed sanctions against China over the treatment of its Uyghur ethnic minority. The sanctions were announced by the United States, Canada, the European Union, and the United Kingdom. China's foreign ministry denounced the sanctions. The ministry says it will apply sanctions against 10 individuals and 4 institutions, including 5 members of the European Parliament, for what it calls the malicious spreading of lies and disinformation. Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and her New Zealand counterpart Nanaia Mahuta says they continue to raise concerns over the mass detention of ethnic minorities in China's Xinjiang province, but the pair says they won't be imposing sanctions at this stage. The World Health Organization says the number of global deaths from coronavirus is rising again after a 6-week decline. Spokesperson Maria van Kerkhove says it's concerning to also see a surge in the number of global cases of COVID-19.
This is the 5th week in a row globally that we have seen an increase in transmission. In the last week, cases have increased by 8%. In Europe, that is 12%, and that's driven by several countries across the European region. And a lot of that is driven by the B117 variant that was first identified in the UK that is now starting to circulate in many countries in the eastern part of Europe.
And a sport in the National Rugby League, both Queensland and New South Wales will be coached by females in this year's Women's State of Origin match. Tani Norris will lead Queensland this year. She's Queensland's first female coach since Karen Stewart, who led the Maroons to victory in the interstate clash in 2007. I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News in Easy English.